Empowerment Coach podcast, episode number 63. Actually checked this time for a change. It is the 15th of August 2024. The kids are back at school as of yesterday. The military operation is back in full swing. How are we doing? How is everybody feeling? If you have kids, how's it feel for them being back at school? I've got a bit of a mixed emotions when my two go back to school because I enjoy them being off and having the flexibility to go and do things and stuff like that. But equally, I love routine, and them being back definitely puts you in a kind of different headspace with regards to routine and structure. So today I am going to talk about stepping into your personal power and having that self-belief in order to do so. A lot of people think that self-belief comes from like confidence in doing something, but I'm always an advocate for it. Actually, the self-belief comes off the back of, and the confidence comes off the back of, the courage it takes to do something different, something new, something that's a little bit scary, something that stretches your comfort zone. And that's what then builds that self-belief and builds that confidence. And then it's like a Jenga block that it just kind of adds on and adds on and adds on and adds on, or like a brick wall or whatever you want to call it. So I'm going to just list a few things that I have noticed in the last, I've done a couple of podcasts in the last couple of weeks and some talks and stuff like that, and some obviously social media posts, and a lot of it is stemmed back to self-belief or purpose or success, but not success in monetary value, success in life, to do things that make you feel successful as who in your own life and who you are. That might be with your career, that might be with your body, but generally it's just in life, like things that make you feel successful, and they're very, very different for everybody. So something that I've noticed coming up when I've spoke about things is people pleasing. We need to stop people pleasing. I think as a society it's kind of ingrained in us that like you must not say something in case it hurts somebody else, or you must stay quiet about certain things in case you rock the boat with something or another. And what that teaches us, especially as children, it teaches us like to not be authentic to ourselves. It teaches us to kind of almost like lie to ourselves or lie to others, or certainly at least not be, like I said already, like not be true to ourselves and not speak our truth and not use our voice. And it's something that certainly has came up in the last couple of podcasts I've done and a couple of talks I've done, and it's something that people really can resonate with. And it's that it can be little sentences that's just been said to you as a child growing up, and they don't even recognize that they connect the dots. You don't even recognize that they are the things that then lead you into certain choices and certain behaviors or certain actions or inactions. And people pleasing is a huge one. A huge, huge one. There's been a couple of conversations I've had over the last few while that, both from other people and from myself, that has highlighted that more so. And when you're not using your voice, you're not in your power. When you're not confident in your voice, or you don't feel that you have the ability to use your voice, you're not in your power. When you feel that your voice has been unheard, or that you are suppressed or manipulated or whatever it may be, you are not in your power. In order for us to have the life we want, in order for us to be as authentic and as raw and as real to ourselves and our soul, we need to be using our voice. We need to be standing in our power. We need to be highlighting things that don't sit with us, that aren't in line with our own values, that aren't in line with who we are as a person. And it's okay to challenge things. You don't need to be rude. You don't need to be nasty. You don't need to be anything but positive. But it's okay to challenge something in a positive way, because then you're using your voice, and in doing so, you will find you'll stand more in your power. So make a decision. Make a decision that you want to change your life. You want to be able to use your power, use your voice, stand strong. Make a decision that that is what you are going to do. Work out exactly what you need to change in your life. What ex and be specific. When you're too kind of fuddy-duddy on these things, nothing really will land, and therefore you'll still be in the same position that you're in a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. So work out exactly what it is that you want to change in your life, and set goals on these things. Set goals on things that you want to achieve, because only when something is like said out loud, or you're accountable to it, is when you can actually start to kind of make a plan and achieve these goals. And it's okay to be vulnerable. I've been a bit guilty of, certainly in the last few years, of definitely doing my personal development and becoming this kind of strong, independent woman. I have been quite guilty of that being my thing, I feel like, and not allowing myself to be vulnerable, or like that pure protection fear of getting hurt. But it's important to allow yourself to be vulnerable, and to care, and to show other people you care, and to lead by example. And you want to be connecting with other people who are where you want to be. Like, who is it that's inspiring you? Who is it that's making you look and think, wow, I wish I had that life, or I wish I had that, or whatever. Or they really inspire me. I don't know, whatever it is that might come into your head. When you use your voice, be honest. Be truly, authentically honest to yourself. Because no relationship is built, no working environment is built, no, if you've got your own business, no business is built, no body is built, no life is built to a authentic, loving, real standard if you're not honest. And you're not honest with yourself, and you're not honest with other people. I have been guilty, certainly in relationships in the past, to be like that people pleasing, don't say things in case it rocks the boat, in case it upsets people, in case it causes conflict. And it's definitely a massive, massive learning curve for me, as not being that person and standing in my power and using my voice and speaking my truth. And it's a bit scary. Sometimes it's a bit scary. It's a bit awkward sometimes. It's a bit nerve-wracking, but only in doing so can you really, really find the truth in what you want, and who you are, and the life that you want to live. Have courage to do scary things and step outside your comfort zone. Only when you stretch that comfort zone will you then find the belief in yourself to then step into the next level, and the next level, and the next level. I created a post today. It was like, it's just pictures of high rocks, and it's all about like, what do you need? What is it? What does it take to create the life that you want? And it's like resilience. What else did I say? Resilience, grit, determination, belief, all these different things. And it's so true. But in order to do any of these things, you need to step outside your comfort zone. Like, you need to stretch it. You need to push the boundaries of where you think you're capable, because I absolutely promise you that wherever you are, you can be further. And recognizing that actually wherever you are, there's more, and there will always be more. That's a constant evolution. I've done a post recently about that. I'll be happy when, like, the happiness doesn't come in the end goal. The happiness comes in the journey that it takes to get there. And it's really, really important to recognize that. A lot of people just think that when I do this, I'll be happy, or when I reach this, I'll be happy, or when I whatever, I'll be happy. The truth is that never ever comes, and then people feel kind of disheartened or disappointed when that big epiphany moment doesn't happen, because there's so many epiphanies along the way. And only by stepping outside your comfort zone and pushing those boundaries, and having the courage to do so, having the courage to take action. And like, let's say right now you've got a thought in your head of something that you really, really want to do. What is it? Like, let's brainstorm just now. What is it? What is it that you really, really want to do? Something that's like a big, big, big overarching dream goal. Wow, bit scary. Like, why are you not doing it? What is this? Apologies about the ice cream van. I do still have an ice cream van that comes around my estate multiple times a day, and it always seems to do it when I'm on this. Yeah, but what is the big vision? What is the big stretchy goal? What is the big scary goal that you want to achieve? And why are you not there? What will it take for you to get there? Now, this might be a scary, this might be a vision that's like in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, whatever. But now is when you have to make the moves to get there. Like, now is when you have to do the stepping stones in order to get there, because nothing that is worth having is created overnight. It takes time, and it takes just those 1%, like that relentless consistency, just bettering yourself every single day, pushing that wee 1%, just taking that wee step forward every single day to that life that you want to live, to that person you want to be. And another thing I would recommend is affirmations or podcasts or anything like that, because they're a bit fuddy-duddy for a lot of people, and people think that there's no power in it. But what is the cost of saying a few affirmations to yourself every day? There's not a cost. It's not going to be and have a negative impact. So if it's potentially going to give you a little bit more of a push, a little bit more of a drive, a little bit more of a vision, a little bit more of a motivation, then that's only a good thing. So having affirmations in your day, or even meditation where you can just stop and be present, they are both actually are so, so powerful. I have started running, and I'm not the most confident runner. I'm not the strongest runner, but it's definitely something, again, it's been a work in progress. Now, last year, beginning of the year, not last year actually, February, I'd done High Rocks for the second time, and I had a really bad knee injury, and I was crippled effectively for months. I couldn't run afterwards. And so it's only in the last few months that I've been starting to build that up. And yesterday I ran for 8K. Don't get me wrong, I did have a bit of knee pain yesterday. 7K last week with no knee pain, which was awesome. But my point of this is, I have been listening the last 2 weeks. I've been listening to this motivational, speechy, very Americanized thing on Spotify. And there's affirmations in it. There's like really dramatic music. There's all these different kind of speakers doing their big, powerful motivational chats and quotes and all that sort of stuff. And it does make a difference. It really does make a difference, because when I'm in the pain cave and I'm like, I can't do this, that voice, not only in my head, but there's another person's voice in my ear saying, don't quit, da, 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 da. And it really does so much power in it. So it's definitely something to think about if you're, excuse me, if it's something that you want to look into. So I hope this served you well. Please, please, please do reach out to me if there's anything that I can help you with. Do step into your power, use that voice, and also like just recognize at the times that you're not. Like, even just that as a first step, recognize the things that you're like, oh. And that wee voice is coming in where it's going, no, you can't do that, or whatever. And then start to overrule it. You get to choose. You are in your own power. You are the creator of your life. And recognizing that's a massive, massive, massive thing for realizing that life isn't for you. You get to create it. Or it can be for you, rather. Life doesn't happen to you. That's what I was looking for. I knew it was there somewhere. Life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. Or it can happen to you if you just let it. So have a great, great day, great week, and I will be back with you next week. See you soon.